Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Lavanda
DeCrippo?
Yes, sir. DeCrippo, yes. Is that you, ma'am?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, okay, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and in which county in California do you currently live?
Kern.
Kern, okay?
Yes, Kern.
All right, ma'am, and could you please tell me your zip code?
93280.
93280. Okay. All right, ma'am, and just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. Can you tell me what year were you born?
1946.
1946. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, and just let me go to now. Okay, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And for a statistical purpose only, what is your race, ma'am?
White.
Okay, white. All right, ma'am, and what was the last year, the last grade you completed in school?
12th.
12th grade, okay. All right, ma'am, moving on, if the election for United States Congress were held today, and for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
The Democratic candidate, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you haven't heard of, just tell me and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be David Valadao.
Favorable.
Rudy Salas.
Favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
Okay, and Joe Biden.
Favorable.
All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, now I'm going to read you a list of issues, you know, and ask whether you consider any of one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most, you know, other issues. The first one will be protecting democracy, inflation, and the cost of living, abortion, healthcare, border security, social security and Medicare, taxes, the cost of mortgage or rent, or none of these. You can pick two responses to be the most important to you, okay?
The border and
border security, okay. And you want me to read them again? I can read them. Protecting democracy, inflation, or cost of living.
Abortion. Protecting democracy.
Protecting democracy, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. Now thinking ahead of the election this November, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, which... with 1 meaning not at all interested and, you know, and 10 meaning very interested, can you please tell me how interested are you in November's election for a president, U.S. Senate,
very
U.S.
interested.
Congress?
Very interested.
What number
very
would you
interested.
Give it from 1 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay? And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, now, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay, Kamala Harris. All right, ma'am, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
Schiff,
okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
Salas.
Definitely, would that be definitely Salas or probably Salas?
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am, next I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao, okay? After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote, okay? Here's the first one. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs, you know, that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no, makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
No difference. Okay, David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership.
Why don't you ask me about Salas instead of Valadao? This call is just to find out how we feel about Valadao. I think it's all Republican, and I don't have any respect for Republicans.
Well, ma'am, you just
thank
you. I mean, if it makes no difference, I mean –